If so, then I would like to walk through the agenda, which to my point of view and would be that I would like to report on what has been going on. First, secondly, that we should take a closer look at the current version of the data model. Third, that we should do the same thing concerning the use cases. And to my point of view, finally, let's take a look what we are going to present in Brussels. And as to my point of view, that's supposed to be the agenda for today. Anything else you would like to add to these points?
Can I just ask who joined?
Beck Wim. So is it better now or?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I kicked myself out. So.
Okay, so let's move on. Any amendments to the agenda?
No.
Okay.
Bart? Just one thing. Do you want to discuss the use cases?
Yeah, that's point three, conversion of the use cases. And I'm going to touch the issue within my report.
Yep.
Okay. So let's start with my report concerning the use cases.
Jörg, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that I have apologies from Soren and Fab.
Okay. So, I haven't received any further suggestions concerning use cases for our repository, as I asked the crowd to do. So we are currently still dwelling or sitting on the use cases we have so far. Neither has there been any further discussion possible of the use cases that you redrafted, and there still were a couple of questions. Bart and I tried to discuss Yuri's use cases with her, but we weren't able to really come up with a conference call to that point. And finally, concerning my report, what progress we have been we had in the last, I think, 2 weeks, is that there haven't been any suggestions concerning the proposed agenda for Brussels as well. So basically, well, it didn't move any further, especially not with high speed, to say the least. Okay. Secondly, if neither of you wants to comment about that, then I would jump into the current version of the data model. And as I mentioned before, there hasn't been lots of change concerning the data model. What I did was that I hopefully rightfully reflected the changes that were discussed within the last conference call. So I stripped down the darker gray part of the data repository because we had a couple of names like operator name and host organization and register operator name. And there was another one, and I skipped one. I canceled one of those names because it doesn't seem to be really in need. Second thing I did, I changed, according to Bart, that it's supposed to be business hours instead of office hours. I think we had that before. Now I do have a terrible echo.
Hi, Luis Espinosa from Costa Rica.
I will ask the operator to mute.
Hi, Luis.
Oh, you mute, yes.
And if you want to unmute, you press star 7 if the operator does it.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Bart.
Yeah, it sounds much better right now. Okay, so all the changes that have been or had been proposed have been made. Any further suggestions concerning any changes, any additions to the contact repository data model or attributes list?
No, it looks solid to me.
Okay. Good. So then this is the version we're going to run the incident response working group show in Brussels. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Then let's move on to the slide representing the use cases. And over here, I stripped down the use cases in a considerable way. And that, again, is, to my point of view, reflecting what has been said within the last conference call. And the use cases now do look really narrow. So we just basically do have information exchange, and we do have some parts of counteraction which might be involved using the contact repository, but that's about it. And for example, we discouraged sending out reports, compiling reports and stuff like that. All this is now being reflected in the current version of the use cases that I do think I distributed in a timely manner before. So everybody should be in a position to take a look at them now. What I did do as well is we have been discussing SOC missing in access, by the way, concerning who is entitled to access the repository. And if I interpret right what has been said the last time, so we wanted the contact repository, once it's been finished, to be accessible by TLDs. We want it to be accessible by DNS operators as well as registrar operators. And this is an exclusive and final list, as, for example, we did vote against, for example, to include any CERT organizations, as they might have a different point of view what is supposed to be an incident, which might differ in a considerable way of a definition we actually do feel is appropriate for this group. And finally, all the gadget kind of things we had in discussion, like Twittering accounts and things like that, we dismissed them as well, and we made it really narrow on the tool side as well, where we came up with the suggestion that we just do want to administer a mailing list, and that's about it. My phone is ringing, sorry folks. So, now. yeah, that's about all that reflects what we already said in the last conference call. Did I pick that up right? Is that what you feel is going to be right and should be presented in the Brussels meeting as the current result of our work so far?
That sounds pretty accurate to me.
Okay. No objections?
No.
Good. So, we're getting to terms, folks. If that is correct, then let us discuss what we want to present in Brussels. And I think, and this is already indicated in the mail, that basically there should be two or three different points. First one would be that for sure we should comment on what we're currently... my phone again.
It sounds nice.
now everybody else knows which kind of model or which kind of brand I'm owning, because this is this is more or less singular to one kind of phone. I'm going to call you back. So we should reflect the current state of the data model we are currently discussing, or the state that we currently have, and we should give an indication on how the intended use cases really do look, and probably as both of them, the data model as well as the use cases, seem to be quite narrow. I think it might be a good idea not only to show the attribute list and the use cases, but in addition to give a little bit of more insight on what we dismissed, so what we didn't want to have inside, just to make sure that people do understand what our focus really is and why we dismissed other things that are now not in the current version of the use cases. And finally, the last point would be to report or discuss a little bit more into detail what and how do we think that we should deal with the DNS cert initiative. And over there we discussed in the last conference call that we are not going to comment on what is currently going on, called for commenting from ICANN. We do not want to comment as a group or as the Incident Response Working Group, but we do want to wait for yet another proposal from ICANN to come up, and we would comment on yet this other proposal. And or we would love to be helpful if ICANN needs and wants it in any working group that is going to be set up to follow the first initiative concerning the DNS cert and what might follow as the new way on how to address DNS security and stability. So basically, these are the two points I would like to point out on slides presented in Brussels. Any addition you would like to propose to that?
Yeah, Jörg, this is Bart. I don't want to make an addition. I just want to inform the group on a discussion during the last CCNSO council call on DNS cert. What came out of that discussion, and it will be published shortly in the minutes, is the possible initiative of the GNSO and the CCNSO Council to start its own working group on DNS cert. This is all very tentative, because what I've heard, the GNSO Council wasn't able to discuss this during their last call, but the CCNSO Council will be looking into the possibility to set up its own working group, a joint working group with the GNSO.
And CCNSO?
Yeah.
Who was
that? And with others involved as well.
And
so this is just for your information.
Yeah, and this would just be the council, or how is the group?
It's unclear yet. Say the council hoped the GNSO council would have passed the same resolution, so it will definitely... Say my sense of it will not be a council working group. It is like with all the other joint working groups that there will be members. So it's what is happening is all tentative, but so you know, or this working group knows, there is some action going on with regard to DNS cert at the initiative of the GNSO and the CCNSO council.
So how does the council feel that this initiative is going to be related to the incident response working group?
Probably, you'll be asked, but I'm not sure. Say this is just tentative. Probably the incident response working group will be asked to participate from the CCNSO perspective.
Okay, because in a different way, to me, it wouldn't make sense to first adopt the charter.
Yeah, you're quite right. But
and then set up yet another working group with
focus. Yeah, no, it's definitely say it hasn't been thought through. I just wanted to flag this for this working group so that it has been discussed during the council meeting, and that probably the next round of discussion will take place at the Brussels meeting.
Bart, has there been active outreach from the CCNSO Council to the DNSO Council on this issue? Are they in active discussion?
No, it's been a joint initiative following the letters of the chairs of the ALAC, GNSO, CCNSO. So the respective chairs have been, they have been in close contact, and they brought it to the respective councils and to ALAC, and unfortunately GNSO wasn't able to discuss it.
Understood.
Bart, what would you advise to do? How should we act or react concerning this information? Should I call Chris? Will I be called by Chris or?
What I think will happen as this is the initial agenda or the initial schedule hasn't been met. I propose and I will try to arrange it that at least the chair of the council and the chair of this working group will have meet in Brussels. Because there is no follow-up action from the council meeting because the GNSO hasn't done anything, but so we get prepared. I know Chris is on the road right now, so that's the issue as well.
So I would really appreciate if you could point Chris to the issue then.
Yeah, I will.
In any way.
No, but that's why I flagged it as well. So you know this as a group, as well as you as a chair, this is happening.
Okay. Good. We came from the discussions concerning the Brussels meeting, and I think I ended asking whether there are any further suggestions concerning what should be presented in Brussels. So let me repeat the question once again. Any further suggestions towards that? Okay, doesn't sound like that. Am I right that we set up a new record, 20 minutes
21.
For the conference call? Or anything else you would want to mention? Okay, doesn't seem like that. In that case, the next thing I would do is to try to prepare the slides for the Brussels meeting. And I already posed the question whether or not we really would need a face-to-face meeting in Brussels prior to the presentation of the results of the working group. I'm still not sure whether we would need one or not, and I do feel that this is depending on how fast I could come up with a suggestion of slides, first, and secondly, how well received the slides are going to be. So I'll prepare them as soon as possible, and I'll send them in the channel towards the working group and in accordance to what comes down my way as comments, I'll propose to
set up or discourage the face-to-face meeting. And for sure, in any way, if you really do feel a need for a face-to-face meeting, then just call for it.
I would think we really don't need one short of some significant movement on regard with regards to the GNSO, ALAC, and CCNSO, DNS cert possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, if they make serious progress and suddenly they have a desire to get moving quickly on setting up some sort of working group, I would see potentially we want to meet to discuss that beforehand.
Yeah, if there's some movement over there, I certainly do agree. If there's not, I'm more or less more biased to omit a face-to-face meeting, as we would just repeat what we have been talking about, for example, in this conference call.
Is Jörg and others, Stephen, may I suggest that we schedule one tentatively, because it's easier to schedule one now and not have it than the other way around.
Yeah, sure. So we keep the time and the date.
Yeah.
And by short notice, we may say it's going or it's not going to take
part. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then. Okay, so thanks a lot for your dialing in, and at least seeing you soon in Brussels, if nothing else comes our way, face-to-face or in any of those Brussels meetings.
Excellent. I think this is a record.
Okay.
Just being effective helps.
Thanks, folks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.